Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. We appreciate your listening attunedness time. We're going to be here for, we got a couple hours in us probably of hollering about what's going on. And I'm waiting for my computer to do something here. But join us on social media during the show at Crab Diving on the Twitter is the one we check while we're live. And thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, of course, at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little, tiny little, gratuity. He's trying to think of how to say gratuity.
In, like with a Scottish dialect. That's so hard.
We appreciate every time you do that and use the, like I said, the banner on the web page.
Right.
I'm going to say my name and let Ryan talk because I have to fix something on my computer. My name is Patrick Ryle.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Could you imagine what's the problem that he has to fix on his computer that he can't talk at the same time? It must be something bad. There must be something bad going on.
I think it's connection related. I had to,
had
to bend down and
right.
Go into the bowels of the crab diving office here.
The flux capacitor's fucked up.
It's a lovely, well, actually, it's kind of gray and sticky Friday here in the panhandle.
Hey.
Matt Gaetz, not arrested yet.
What?
Still our representative. Jeez. You know, that's our representative in Congress, right?
What do you got to do to get fired, I guess, is my question. I
mean, by whom? Gosh.
By
a Republican or a Democrat?
I guess. Yeah, our congressperson is a diddler.
Hey, alleged it is.
A diddler! It's
Faithless Friday, everybody. We're all excited. The studio audience is thrilled.
Thank you, Jesus.
And let's get going. Let's see what's going on in the old headlines. Over to the commie Pinko Liberal.
Iffy.
Huffington HuffPo. The affidavit done come out, and
hell
it looks
yeah.
as you would think a parody of it would look.
Right.
It's like everything's redacted. It's these pages of blackout.
Are you disappointed?
No, it's exactly what I thought it'd be.
I'm
thought
disappointed.
They
I thought there'd be more information.
No, they
come
can't.
On.
They can't. They can't.
Come on, motherfuckers.
What we did learn, however, in the I'm going off whatever the headline might be about, but what we did learn, however,
yes.
That I think this is actually in the not even in the affidavit itself, but in the memo supporting the affidavit.
Yes,
that. Said the affidavit that said basically it made it seem like they're covering for more than one person and like a lot more than one person.
Right. Right.
Like
okay.
There may be 3, 4, 5 people that are squealing.
Yes.
All the scumbag rats over there in Mar-a-Lago.
So you can't list their names on the affidavit. Why? Because people.
Trump will kill them.
Yeah, people are sensitive.
Yeah, because the Trumpists will kill them.
Really? I mean, you think.
I'm having a trashy.
Right.
Florida beverage.
What the fuck? What is that exactly?
Florida adult beverage.
I hope you wipe that.
Oh, I cleaned the fuck out of that thing.
Packaging
I think I'm
not
putting my lips on that.
It was red.
If I had
gum.
A nickel. it's a, you know, it's like a,
the dog wants
what would
it.
What would you call it? Like a popsicle?
Don't give that to the dog. You do not want that. She thinks
it's like a popsicle in plastic, you know, where you suck the end of it and you keep pushing the popsicle up through the plastic kind of thing.
Yes, we understand.
Except it is in true Florida fashion, laced with alcohol.
It's a fentanyl pop.
21 plus contains alcohol.
Hell yeah.
5%. I mean, that's, you know.
I don't know.
Hard seltzer. Oh,
jeez, what trash.
Freeze pops.
With, hard seltzer. With freeze pops.
With other natural flavors.
Oh, yes.
That does not.
What natural flavors?
Does not reassure
me. We got some roach ejaculate and some banana powder.
Oh, I have to sneeze.
There. Oh, God bless you.
I said ex post facto. Well, okay. I'm going to cut the top off of this motherfucker.
Okay.
It's like a bris.
Jeez. No, this is the, gosh, that is very festive. I think that's the official drink
for our Jewish listeners.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's good. Also, that looks like something you would serve at a Girls Gone Wild, like, rap party or something.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, right. Freezer pops.
Right before the adrenaline shot to the, right to the heart.
Matt Gaetz is a freezer full of those, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, is that good? Jeez. Damn, who is that? Who does that freezer pop? What is that?
It says Truly.
Send us money. Oh, Truly, man. That shit's all over.
Do we know about people, what that is? Oh,
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, it's shit people drink now. I don't know. It looks kind of douchey.
Like this, they drink it or
they drink it like it's a beverage, like it's a can. A Truly. It'll be like, give me a Truly. What flavor? Vanilla, you know.
Oh, I see.
Vanilla sweat.
The sworn affidavit the prosecutors used to persuade a federal judge to let them search Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home earlier this month.
They searched it.
Says that classified document. I saw a great meme today. It was Hillary with a glass of champagne saying, sitting here in my not FBI investigated house.
Well, you know what, though? Keep voting blue, though, because God knows what will happen if Trump's president again. Don't you think?
Any of them.
I mean, there's going to be... Do you think
Josh Hawley will be any better or
well, do you think Trump will exact revenge upon the haters?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
It said there will also likely be found there that these classified documents will be found there as well as, quote, evidence of obstruction.
Hell yeah! Obstruction of justice?
No, he probably just took a Sharpie and wrote over... And wrote not classified in front of it.
Like he defaced it. Like, what do you mean? It's
obstruction.
By the very...
They tried to hide that they had them, maybe? They tried to hide them?
Right. And then he lied about how they were being held. He said they were behind... They were locked up, but they weren't.
This is kind of drippy. I gotta get a napkin or two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they lied about...
Truly juice all over me.
I really don't think they, you know, I read this article in the HuffPo about the documents, and the way they described it, I think the quote was like, they found these highly top secret documents interfolded among some other secret shit, just lying around. I think that's like the quote from the HuffPo story. I mean, interfolded. Oh, yeah. Excuse me, everybody. This is whitewashing what's going on. The mainstream
notes.
Media. It's not interfolded. All this shit's mixed the fuck up. And all fucked up. And this Trump guy doesn't give a shit. Nothing's interfolded. Everything's mixed up and fucked up.
God, intern.
Purposely.
Intern, help me put on my fucking headphones while I'm holding it Truly. The from the heavily redacted 38-page affidavit, quote, there is probable cause to believe that additional documents that contain classified NDI or that are presidential records,
yes,
subject to record retention requirements, currently remain at the premises. There is also probable cause to believe that evidence of obstruction will be found at the premises. Premises,
jeez,
is all in capital.
Well, I mean, they redacted a bunch of shit, but I kind of get the gist of it, don't you? There's going to be evidence of Trump obstructing shit there. I mean, but it is obstruction, right? I mean, why did he take the Kim Jong-un love letters? Because he doesn't want anyone to read them, maybe? When he's like, well, Kim Jong-un, I want to suck your big fucking communist dick. I mean, you know, maybe he's...
I still feel you. The, one FBI agent wrote, of most significant concern was that highly classified records were unfoldered, intermixed with other records, and otherwise improperly identified.
Okay, fancy bullshit talk for...
Improperly.
They were just fucking in a big mess. There's a big pile of fucking papers, all fucking in a huge fucking mess. I don't like the way this is being talked about. This makes it sound like there's no... The papers, they're in a big fucking pile. That's what they mean. Intermixed.
Well, I mean,
interfolded,
yeah.
Intermixed. Fuck you.
That's the headline to the HuffPo.
They're all fucking in a fucked up pile. This is dumb shit.
This is hilarious.
It's a pile of, here's a pile of classified shit if you want to rub your penis on it. What the fuck were they doing? And why was all this?
See, this motherfucker thought he was going to slither away. And now we're going to get him on documents.
My God, if I was president and I had the top secret shit out and I saw some dumb fuck just laying shit around, I'd be like, you're fucking fired, dude. Put the fucking file back together. It's crazy. It's like nobody gave a shit or something, you know? Oh, yeah, no problem. Nobody gave a shit. Is this espionage or is this like, I want to take this shit and... I like
All of the above.
I like it and I don't want
to. No, all of the above.
Okay.
All of the above.
Now I'm going to give you this and I need you to. Easy. Shit.
Okay, here, get the fuck out. Yeah. Shelby, your phone's going off.
Yeah.
So the Drudge Report headlines say.
Hi, Drudge.
Biden has pulse. Approval 44. Biden's approval rating is going up.
God damn. I mean, what the fuck?
Summer turnaround, it says, hits the campaign trail. Then in big red letters, MAGA semi-fascism. They're really upset about that one.
Right, right. You know, the argument, it just struck me. You know how some people hate the argument of the tuition being forgiven because they're like, why should my tax dollars pay for a loan that you can't pay off?
Fuck off.
Yeah, it's so mean. That's like when people are like, why the fuck should I don't have diabetes. Why the fuck do I get to give a shit if you're going to drop the price of insulin?
One guy said, I had cancer. I beat it. Oh, my God. They discovered a cure for cancer? That's not fair. Or prevented for cancer?
The real question that we're all dancing around is that Americans are fucking truly just fuck faces. And it's just, we're getting to a point where we either have to start being really nice to each other, or I don't know what the other option is. I think we're doing it.
Biden's job rating highest in a year. 44%. Meanwhile, at a public rally in Maryland on Thursday.
Yes.
I don't know how. Let's
see. Oh, Biden had a rally?
Biden was at a rally, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And there were, it looked like there were black people behind him that really wanted to be there.
That's nice. Somebody has a rally, then all of a sudden the crime rate doesn't spike. It's nice. That's what happens when the Trumpers come to town.
What?
That's what happens when the Trumpers come to town.
That's true. That is true. We're not making that up.
I remember, I was here. I remember driving around the night they had that one of these fucking Trump rallies at the Bay Center. Afterwards, I drove past the Waffle House. It was just all steamy. The windows were all steamed up. And you could see all the red little fucking maggot hats.
Gross.
And all the big conglomerate maggot fucking sausage bodies pressed in there eating. A bunch of pig Nazis at the trough. I was like, Jesus Christ.
I'm sure the workers of color in there felt great that night.
Oh, my God. I'm sure
they got a lot of good tips.
Oh, yeah. Great tippers. Do you think maggots are good tippers, huh? Get the fuck out of here. Oh, they're so horrible. Sorry if that offends anybody. I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
boom. So, they're upsetty pants about... Biden saying that the MAGA Republicans, now you'll note he kind of they're saying, the other side saying, it's just like when Hillary said deplorable. And we all say she undercounted.
Wait, wait. Maggot. He said maggots.
He said MAGA Republicans.
Well, that's what
they
are.
A threat to our democracy.
Well, yes.
And they embrace political violence.
Okay. Where's the,
He said the MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy. They refuse to accept the will of the people. They embrace political violence. They don't believe in democracy. It's not hyperbole. No, no. Listen to me. Listen.
He said it's not hyperbole. Yeah, it's
now not. Now you need to vote to literally save democracy again. Look, I believe America is at a genuine inflection point. It occurs every 6 or 7 generations in world history. One of the moments that changes everything. Americans are going to have to choose. You have to choose. We will be a country that moves forward. Will we? This is a direct transcript, so
yes.
You know, Joe has a little stammer. Because it says, will we be a country that moves forward or backward? Will we build the future or obsess over the past? Will we be a nation of hope, of unity, or optimism? Mm-hmm. Not a nation of anger, hatred, and division.
Yeah, well.
I want hatred! Like Jesus wants us to!
Is this a speech, you know, that you give at the, you know, right, you're about to storm the, about to go get the maggots? Is this a speech Joe gives on the...
This will be great. You know, take us under that breach in November.
Right.
And,
What's called Rovember.
Now I saw there was something today that said the... Okay, out.
Listen, it's okay.
Out.
She's just upset about her bone, man.
Goodbye.
She likes that bone so much she's upset about it. Is that right?
Well, she's really happy she has it, and she's frustrated that she can't find the perfect spot to hide it.
Well, no one's taking it from her. Well, I don't want it. I don't want it.
I don't remember what we're talking about. Joe Biden, approval rating,
right,
MAGA, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he was honest with everyone and said the maggots are a bunch of fucks. And, you know, they don't like democracy. And none of it was hyperbole. He said it wasn't hyperbole. He's right.
I'm serious. Listen, I'm serious.
No, Joe, we agree with you.
No, I'm serious.
Joe, I know, they're crazy. What are you going to do about Marjorie Taylor Greene and Boebert? And her husband walking around showing his dick. They're a menace to their own neighborhood.
Let's see what else is going on. Oh, it's Faithless Friday, everybody. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier.
Jesus,
we're all very excited.
Jesus calling in.
I think it was a little difficult to get him.
Yeah. Voicemail. Jesus ghosted us.
Here's one for you.
Okay.
This is from, well, it's the U.S. Sun, so take it for what it's worth.
Fuck you.
Fears grow over tomato flu outbreak as health officials give first warning over symptoms.
Oh, God. Why is it named a tomato flu?
Or tomato.
Just get to skip to the gross shit about this. Why is it
fears
called
are growing over the outbreak of tomato flu as more children are testing positive for the illness. It has prompted health officials in India to issue their first warning to parents, along with prevention guidance.
Fuck this!
Doctors say that its symptoms cross over with many other diseases, including flu and COVID.
Oh, good.
It's been branded tomato flu due to the painful red blisters that erupt on the patient's body. I like tomatoes! This is nothing like tomatoes!
Oh, this is good news! This isn't bad! Wait, rashes? Great. We're so prepared for this. Wonderful. When does it get here? When do I start breaking out? God.
Okay, then they go through like all the different cities where there's 82 children here, 100 children there, 26 cases here.
Everybody's got tomato flu.
It is non-life threatening.
What? Okay, then what do I do about the big sores? What's that about then if they're not life threatening?
And also tell your child not to hug or touch people. Who have the rash?
Hey, listen, it's 2022, motherfucker. Hey, child, don't hug anyone. Don't hug anybody. I'm sorry. That's just, don't start hugging everybody. They got this tomato flu, the monkey pox, and then other things, you know? Just tell everybody to leave you the fuck alone. Jesus. Tomato flu. What the fuck? Fuck you, Jesus.
Fever symptoms also.
Stupid. Oh, good. Then how's it not life-threatening? It's gross.
Health experts in India believe the infection is a new variant of hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Ooh, that I love that one too. Yummy, yummy. That sounds good. Hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Which mostly hits kids, but adults also.
What does that mean? I got
sore throat, high temperature, loss of appetite, mouth ulcers start, and then the rash starts appearing.
Yay!
Blisters tend to appear on the hands, feet, and buttocks region.
Perfect! I got sores on my mouth, on my hands, on my buttocks, on my feet. Thank you, Jesus. That's a good one. I'd rather have the tomato flu, I guess. Where the sores happen on that one?
No, that's the tomato flu.
Oh, excuse me. I thought
tomatoes
that was
on your ass.
Hoof and mouth or whatever the fuck.
Well, that is all the same.
Oh, I hate it all. Dude.
Tomato flu is a part of the
God. If you believe in Jesus, I don't know how you go home.
Hoof and mouth, foot and mouth.
Whatever the fuck. Oh, I got sores on my face.
Yeah, there's your good news.
Fuck off.
Thank you, Lord. Those homosexuals better stop touching each other's holes or all these diseases are going to keep coming.
You're saying somebody thinks tomato disease happens because gay people are butt fucking.
Absolutely.
Gay people are butt fucking. I got a sore on my nose.
Oh. For example.
Right.
Is that little red light on? No, it's not. Okay. This clip is from... Well, here you go. You just listen.
Okay.
What President Trump is up against right now, especially this Mar-a-Lago raid and the people that orchestrated it, this is satanic in nature. And I don't say that lightly. I do believe the people that are waging this war.
No. It's not hyperbole.
I don't say it lightly. I only say it every time I drag my 15
times every show.
Poor fucking ass out to do this. Who is this?
This is that asshole on Newsmax, Grant Stinchfield, the craziest of the crazy over at Newsmax.
God, I saw somebody on Facebook posting something from Newsmax. And also, like, you know what the Republicans are into now that's like they consider it anti-Trump, but like progressive in their own way? Ayn Rand. Like, why? Why am I...
No, that's libertarian bullshit.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
It's libertarian crap.
Is no one learning anything?
Objectivism. Tell them to shove it up their holes.
Right. Shove it up your asshole. I mean, really.
This is Grant Stinchfield. So, sweet. It's satanic. No. This isn't hyperbole.
Nature. And I don't say that lightly. I do believe the people that are waging this war against President Trump really are evil to the core. These are not people that have what they believe is their best intention. Look, a guy like Bernie Sanders, I respect a guy like Bernie Sanders because I think he truly believes that he's being well-intentioned. He believes what he's pushing. I wildly disagree with him. I think everything he pushes is wrong, but at least...
Bullshit. If Bernie Sanders had become president, this guy would be saying, Bernie Sanders is the devil, and he's a Jew, the devil.
And I, you know what, Stinchfield, however you feel about Bernie Sanders, let me go out on a limb here. Bernie Sanders would tell you to suck his fucking dick and to fuck right off. He would hate the shit out of you, motherfucker.
I don't want your approval.
Fuck you.
Fuck right off.
Suck my dick.
He believes in what he's doing. When you look at the likes of Nancy Pelosi and you look at the likes of Joe Biden and the people pulling their strings, I'm not convinced they believe that what they're doing is best for the nation. In fact, it's just the opposite. I actually believe they're doing this on purpose. They're going after President Trump on purpose. They talk about disenfranchising voters with our election integrity laws that we need so much. There's nothing worse than disenfranchising an entire nation from not being able to vote for the candidate who they want to vote for.
Jeez.
And that would be President Trump.
Nobody stopped you, Grant.
Oh my God.
8 million more of us voted for Joe Biden.
Can someone put something in the mouth of Stinchfield just for a fucking second? This guy...
That's not orange.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I gotta tell you, put one of Trump's nuts in your mouth for a second, Craig. Number one, my first question is, why are you such a flaming fucking asshole? What the fuck happened to you? Okay?
He's a Republican. Yeah. Conservative dick.
And do you feel
entitled butthurt old white guy.
Yeah, that's my point. Does he feel like he's relevant?
I say, as a old white guy.
Yeah, but listen, we aren't Grant fucking Stinch.
No.
I mean, geez, this guy's a fucking Nazi.
And that would be President Trump here. So I think we actually have Satan at play here. We are being attacked by true? Satan, and Satan has taken over in many respects. Shit. These people like Nancy Pelosi, like Joe Biden, like Chuck Schumer, and the likes that are waging this war on us. And you can go to George Soros and the rest of the billionaires that are also
Pelosi,
pulling the strings.
Soros, it's everybody.
These people are devious. They are not well intentioned.
Damn. Give me Soros. Hunter Biden, motherfucker. Give me Hunter Biden. I know you can. I know you can, Stinchfield.
We should scroll through and see when Grant was upset about the Koch brothers and the gazillions of dollars they've spent over the years to destroy our country. And or Mercer. What?
What does he look like?
Oh, Stinchfield right there.
This guy looks like such a fucking
middle school Alabama football coach.
Oh, he's a terrorist. He's a terrorist PE coach yelling at people. Climb that rope, you stupid fuck. Yeah. That's what he says to people.
Who is now applying for a job in that school district where they can paddle kids.
Yeah, Stinchfield's a spank master for sure. Spank master general right here, Greg Stinchfield, everybody. I want to do some spanking.
Grant Stinchfield. God, what a fucking asshole.
What a cunt, man. I mean,
they're all such babies. They're all such whiny babies. Also in the news this Friday.
Greg Stinchfield. What is he like? Does he have a family?
Oh, you know, he's got a wife and kids.
Everybody gets up in the morning. They have breakfast. What does Greg do? Yeah. Complain about all the shit Obama did over cereal? And then...
Well, he spanks them for what they're going to do later.
I got a pre spanking because I'm just
all right. Pull them down, kids. Pull the pants down.
You think
ain't nobody going to school without red cheeks this morning, like the Lord wants.
You think as soon as he's having, before the first spoonful of cereal hits his mouth, he's already thinking about his spank master general duties.
Right, he's got to practice his swing and warm up on his own kid.
Wow. Jeez, Greg.
This is great news.
Take a Xanax or take a few.
I don't know if Devin Nunes doesn't check his Truth Social email or something or whatever, but
Nunes.
The headline today is Donald Trump's trademark application for Truth Social was refused.
Kaboom!
And it's been open for months, and everyone that has businesses on social media was saying, this is one of the first things you do when you decide on the name. Is you trademark your name. The first thing you do.
Well, unless you fuck it up. Unless you fuck it the fuck up and forget to fucking do it. I mean, who the fuck is supposed to remember that? And who does that on that team? Who would do that?
Well, I'm assuming there's somebody that would have...
Don Jr.?
Well, yeah.
I don't know who would do that for them. I really don't. I'm sad for Trump. There's nobody on his team that knows how to do anything. They don't even change his diaper correctly anymore.
The patent, U.S. Patent Trademark Office found two other companies already have similar names, and it would create a likelihood of confusion to grant him that trademark.
What? Why didn't you check that shit, dumb
the
fuck?
The setback comes just a day after the platform was accused of owing more than $1 million for the platform's web hosting. We talked about that yesterday.
It's going great.
Off of their web service.
It's going great, though, right? It's going really fucking good. Good job, dickheads. What the fuck?
The patent office said the name of the company was too similar to Vero True Social, app-based social media platform. And the Truth Network, a Christian radio broadcast.
That's bullshit.
Oh, they'll give it up for you, Donnie.
Yeah.
Network will give it up for you.
I think that trademark is bullshit. It's not. It's Vero Truth fucking whatever. You can't have anything with the word
I think that's
truth
really close
it.
To Truth Social, though. It's Vero True Social.
I mean, I don't really think the Truth the trademark.
I think this is great.
Ultimately matters because it sounds like it's not going well anyway.
They can't pay anybody.
They can't pay their hosting. Like, if they don't pay their hosting bill, what happens to everybody's content and account they've compiled on there? Like, I say I'm a Truth Social member. I'm a truther. What happens to my account?
As is the way things in government, Trump has till 2023 February to respond to the filing.
Oh, okay. For what?
I don't know, to appeal, I guess.
Jeez.
Typically, a new company would choose a unique and distinct name to avoid potential risks, which are vetted by lawyers.
Yeah, I was about to say, but hey, you can't listen, man. You didn't have one fucking lawyer. Why didn't Rudy didn't say, dang it.
I don't know. I can't really do a good Rudy.
Typically, a new... Oh, I said that the tech company has faced a string of problems since its launch, from slow take-up to an investigation by financial regulators. This is...
You have
this
to
has
fire...
been around for less than a year, and they're already investigated.
Fire Devin Nunes. I demand his ouster. He's fucking up. He's obviously fucking up.
Oh, he's doing exactly what he's told.
No, he's fucked... Devin,
he fucked up by taking the job because he's going to go to jail for some defrauding.
But you're in charge.
That Trump told him to do.
You're in charge. You should have had it on your to-do list. Check on the fucking trademark.
I'm sure he doesn't answer to Trump at all.
Why are the bills not getting paid, Devin? You're in charge, right? That's his fault.
The people familiar with the dispute claim Truth Social has not made any of its monthly payments since March. Is over 1.6 million in debt.
Good job, team.
The hosting service is preparing to take legal action.
Good launch. Good fucking launch on this shit. It's going so fucking well. Good job.
Truth has failed to draw a big audience. Its numbers are far short of mainstream platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and even far right site Gab.
Wow.
Gab is beating Truth Social.
How's it going? Hey, Trump, how do you think it's going for you post-presidency?
Gab sees tens of millions of monthly users.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Jesus Christ.
Do you think Trump's post-presidency life is going well for him?
No, did you? I should play part of it. Did you hear Lawrence last night?
No. What did he say?
Oh, my God.
Because, you know.
It's spectacular. I hope I can find audio of it. Wait.
You know, to put it in perspective, Obama, post-presidency, I think won a Grammy or something, didn't he?
Yeah, sure.
He won a Grammy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He got a Grammy. Trump's going to get indicted. He's got a Grammy. Trump's got nuclear secrets intermixed among other papers. All fucked up in weird fucking spots.
Oh, is this it? Oh, it's just a graphic. God
damn. Obama has a Grammy. I forget what the thing is for. I mean, that's pretty cool. Trump doesn't have a Grammy. Does he?
No. He's mad that he doesn't have an Emmy. An Emmy.
Well, he probably thinks he should have an Oscar because he's acted. You know what I mean? Trump's acted. In movies, he's been...
Oh, in Home Alone, yeah.
Yeah, he probably thinks. Great. He's probably like, I deserve a fucking Emmy Award, motherfucker. I was in the movie with Macaulay Culkin.
He's mad that he never got an Emmy for Apprentice.
Oh, really? For Apprentice?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The dumb show?
What else did he do?
You're fired.
Year-old retiree who's living on the full load of government benefits for his age group, Medicare, Social Security, and, in his case, a government pension... And who has discovered that golf is the least effective form of exercise to control weight and stay in shape is now a full year and a half into the worst life ever lived by a former president of the United States. Donald Trump is, his life is a misery from the moment he wakes up too early in the morning through those dark hours in the middle of the night when he's struggling against the insomnia to find some peace.
Jesus.
Peace that never comes.
Oh, my God.
Pure misery. Jesus. That is his life.
God.
Prior to Donald
Trump, you know what? Here's you know what? Here's a
finish him.
You know, you get one of those My Pillows and you cut a hole in it.
Fatality.
Oh, Lawrence, this is great. This is so smug.
Do you think it's that sad? That sounds so sad. Oh, what a dumb shit.
Bathe in like Trump's sadness.
He's a Nazi. Saddle
yes,
Nazi.
Yes, a miserable Nazi.
Jeez.
So there you go. Do yourself a favor. Go over to...
Nine!
To Lawrence's video.
Frowny faces.
I'll put it in the spreadsheet. We'll put it in the blog post, maybe.
Is Trump wandering around the White House like Nixon?
Not anymore.
I mean, is he medicated? And what do you mean?
You said the White House. You mean Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah. Is he wandering around like a sad fuck? Like, is he all drugged up and shit and out of his mind?
Oh, yeah, as usual, I guess.
He's like foaming, blah, 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 miss you, that kind of shit.
And then he's out playing golf.
And also, too, that article or whatever, I just want to say that, Lawrence, that was a cheap shot you took at golf. I mean, is that, do you have evidence to back that up?
Well, you know, if you carry your own clubs and walk from
right
hole to hole.
I just thought that was unnecessary.
Then you get a little bit of exercise. But Trump drives the fucking cart up onto the green, which is like cardinal sin.
He also cheats, though.
Allegedly.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that? To drive into the green or
no,
something?
No, because the green is the,
just walk
the
on
most
it.
Pristinely
Why doesn't he
kept.
Just walk on it?
Because he's a big, fat, lazy, entitled
shit, fuck. Yeah.
Former President Donald Trump greeted the Friday release of the heavily redacted affidavit used to secure the search warrant on his Mar-a-Lago home.
Nine!
With his usual dose of anger, misdirection, and falsehoods.
Oh, yeah, the angry Nazi.
In a post on Truth Social, catch it while you can, his fledgling and reportedly floundering social media platform.
Not necessary. Come on.
Trump railed against the search and the redacted affidavit, specifically criticizing the judge who signed the document.
Ew.
He also claimed there was no mention of nuclear.
But there was, though.
Affidavit heavily redacted, 3 exclamation points. Nothing mentioned on, scare quotes, nuclear. A total public relations. Oh, subterfuge? There is no way he
subterfuge?
Wrote that. Yeah. By the FBI and DOJ or our close working relationship regarding document turnover, caps lock. We gave them much.
I gotta tell you, Donald, just knowing what little I know about Merrick Garland, for any of this to happen, there must be some damning fucking evidence. Don't you think?
Of course.
I mean, you know they have him.
There's no way.
Dead to rights on some shit. I mean, come on.
Judge Bruce Reinhart should never have allowed the break-in of my home. Break-ins capitalized. Right.
Oh, yeah. The break-in!
It's a historical event now.
Yeah, you got to read that, though. Read that capitalization correctly.
He recused himself 2 months ago from one of my cases based on his animosity and hatred of your favorite president, comma, me. Thanks for the reminder, Donnie.
I was worried that you might forget that I'm talking about myself.
Your favorite president, me.
Ba-doop, ba-doop.
What changed? Why hasn't he recused himself on this case? Obama must be very proud of him right now.
Obama. What a fucking asshole. Oh, yeah. Ding, ding, ding. You got an Obama point there. Are you going to get a Clinton?
Oh,
going to get a Clinton point? What about a Hunter Biden point? Jeez.
Too much fun.
That Nazi is sad. That's just one.
There was, I guess he had a string of like short one sentence salvos out on Truth Social.
You know what's going to happen? This guy's going to keel over, type in one of these fucking posts, and that's how he'll croak on the toilet. Typing out some fascist shit for Truth Social, and I'll just keel over and croak. And it'll be sad. In quotes.
The dog is losing her mind with that bone.
Yeah, she really is, man.
She's very stressed.
She's like, it's Faithless Friday. I got this bone. Come on. Does she like the when animals get pissed segments or not?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I got a ton of animal stories. I've got.
Oh,
some,
do you really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is Faithless Friday, though. I got to.
Hi, Jesus. I gotta sneeze. Thanks so much for the tomato flu. How do you have to say it? Oh my God, dude, you can't go out there and be like, I got the tomato flu. You'll get shot here. You got to check your British. You can't be like, oh, I have the tomato flu. What?
My doctor's up in Birmingham.
What? Pow, pow!
This is, since it's Faithless Friday, did you see the story today about Amy Conehead Barley or whatever the fuck her name is?
Nine!
This is, is it? I think it's The Guardian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Revealed.
Yeah.
Leaked video shows Amy Coney Barrett's secretive faith group drove women to tears. Ugh. Well, no,
of course.
Shit.
These people are emotional fucking terrorists.
Now, it's nothing specific about her. This is, but the group, this is the creepy
group she's a part of.
Extreme Catholic Christian wacko nut job group that she belongs to.
Yeah.
The people of praise. People of praise, right?
The people of praise.
A secretive Christian faith group.
Jeez, that sounds creepy. There's no other way. That's a secretive Christian faith group. Number one, nobody get
why?
Raped.
Yeah,
nobody
why?
Nobody get raped. That's what I'm concerned about right off the bat. I mean, what have we learned? The secretive shit generally with this religion shit means don't tell anybody we're diddling people.
Well, don't get caught.
Yeah, we don't want to get caught diddling people. That's what we mean by that. Okay?
I feel like another sneeze is coming. Secretive.
Right. I mean.
Damn it.
It's like so predictable. This is laughable. Fuck off. A secretive
Whoa,
church.
Maybe God's sending the sneezes at me so I don't read the story.
Yeah. God is like,
maybe
I should
convert like Shia LaBeouf.
He's like, I don't want this to get out right now.
That story, by the way.
No, I didn't. Yeah. What's going on with
Shia LaBeouf is now Catholic.
Why? What the
and,
fuck?
And his shepherd
is Marky Mark?
Mel Gibson. But I digress.
Someone, I guess, helped Shia LaBeouf.
The People of Praise, a secretive Christian faith group that counts the conservative Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett as a member, considered women's obedience and subservience to men one of its central early teachings, according to leaked remarks and writings of the wife of one of the group's founders.
You know, Mel Gibson would love this shit, by the way. I think he would like this shit, too.
Those big fake tits of yours.
I'm hanging out with Shia LaBeouf. I'm his shepherd.
You deserve to get raped by a pack of N-words.
Shia LaBeouf's like, who are you talking to? It's my girlfriend. I'm trying to explain to her why she can't get breast implants. And fuck off.
A leaked video of a recent People of Praise event. Oh, a private People of Praise event.
Oh, okay.
Very alliterative.
We don't want anyone to see this creepy shit we're doing.
Marking its 50th anniversary, shows Dorothy Rannigan,
right,
whoever that might be, explaining how some female followers of the faith group cried intensely in reaction to the group's early teachings on headship and the roles of men and women, in which men are considered divinely ordained as the head of the family and dominant to women. Oh, they cried.
I'm sorry.
They cried when their husbands told them that that's what God wanted.
What do we know about all this weird fucking patriarchal shit? What is this quiverful shit? What's that about?
Same
diddling
kind
children.
Of shit, yeah.
This is about diddling children. Shut the fuck up. It's about subjugating women and diddling children.
Asked in an interview during the anniversary event about the years after the group's members first made the covenant to join the People of Praise in the early 70s, Dorothy
Fuck
Rannigan
off.
Said, quote, some of the women who are still in my women's group, as a matter of fact, were wearing sunglasses all the time because they were always crying and would have to hold on to their chairs every time somebody started teaching because what are we going to hear this time? She then added, as the audience and her interviewer laughed,
yes,
but it all worked out just fine in the end. I'll bet they were wearing sunglasses to hide the black eyes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Listen, man, this religion shit is getting out of hand. This sounds like abuse. This sounds scary. What's funny about that?
Former members of People of Praise, many of whom are critical of the group's dominance over members' lives, have described the group as calling for complete obedience of women to their husbands.
Well, I mean, that's wacko. What about, I mean, don't we have autonomy over our own self, our bodies, and shit like that? Right?
One of the group's former members described in a sworn affidavit filed in the 90s that Kevin Rannigan, a group co-founder and Dorothy's husband, exerted almost total control over the former member when she was living in the couple's household, including making all decisions about her finances and dating relationships.
Right. Here's one of the relationships we're going to have. I'm going to have sex with you.
The group also embraces traditions like encouraging members to speak in tongues,
right,
and performing exorcism.
Lily bam bam diggy diggy dong dong do. Like when? Just like walking around? It's like you're I don't know, man. You can't watch, like, do you watch the baseball game? It's like, it's a good game. They're like, la la.
I bring this 2020 election. I bring this illegal administration as a prophet to the court of heaven now for the righteous king. Matenere, the righteous judge, Espere Konayate, Rosatareva Koyate, Nitaro Sayabakaya, Yatayama Diotoneva Yeshaguanta, Yatayama Yondo Sayabakayate, Risatoya, Itaroba Sayaba Kuruma.
Nkrumah!
Nkrumah! Fuck you!
Hank Kuhneman, everyone.
Awesome, man. God, Hank, good job there. What do people say when he comes
so,
on stage?
So get this, Amy Coney Barrett lived in the house of this Rannigan person.
Oh my God.
That had complete dominance over his wife while she attended law school at Notre Dame.
This is, see, like...
While her father had a leadership role.
Oh, good.
And where she previously served as a handmaid, I shit you not. She was a handmaid.
I mean, how creepy is all of this? I mean, you would hope that this, why in the fuck would our system let her be a SCOTUS?
A 2010 People Praise Directory states that Amy Coney Barrett held the title of handmaid, a leadership.
Shut up.
I'm not shitting you.
This is
you.
The Onion.
A leadership position for women in the community.
Amy Coney Barrett, former handmaid. SCOTUS, though. That's quite a story, isn't it?
Which one?
Well, I mean, you know, she was a handmaid.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
Now she's a Supreme Court justice. I mean, that is a story, right? I mean, she fought her way.
Right. I mean, there's a reason Margaret Atwood used the term handmaid. These creepy Christian sects.
Boy, I sure wish that if there's some drug we could just put out in the atmosphere that would make these Christian fundamentalists wake up one day and be like, oh boy, I'm going to be less of a cunt and I'm going to chill out.
Ooh.
From here on out, I'm going to be totally chill.
Barrett has said she's a faithful Catholic whose religious beliefs would not bear in the discharge of my duties as a judge.
Discharge. Right. Yay.
So there you go. Newly leaked video tells us all about what her creepy fucking Christian culty religion Catholic bullshit is about.
Right.
It's not scary at all.
Oh,
that
no.
She's in
no,
there for life.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Not scary
that,
at
that,
all.
That's like, I don't even know what to say about that. That sounds like that's literally right. Like fundamentalism on a really wacky level.
And I don't know where these Catholics are going. I was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic fucking school for 12 years.
This is Catholicism.
I don't know how you could. They're an offshoot of Catholicism. Yeah.
How about this? You Catholics got to get control of your offshoots. They're fucked up.
These are probably people whose parents or grandparents were really mad that they don't have the Latin Mass anymore. Oh, which takes us to Shia.
Is Bill Barr one of these?
LaBeouf. Yes. Well, I don't know if he's people of praise, but he is in some other. He's Opus Dei, isn't he? He's one of the other creepy.
That's different. Okay. Good.
Catholic secret society.
A lot of creepy secret societies out there in the upper echelons of government, and that is great.
Yeah, Shia, I don't want to shit on anyone's acting process.
Okay. Well, you can.
But Shia is one who
he can be critical
who may not have the mental stability to put himself into a role as methody as he does.
I mean, he was great as
I think he could be really good. He can be fascinating to watch, but he's great.
He was good as Spicoli in that reading of Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That was great. Isn't he creepy though?
Oh yeah, yeah. And allegedly punchy.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
He's playing a new somebody, a saint. Jesus in a new movie. He's Christ. Playing Padre Pio in a new movie.
God, you don't have to be friends with fucking Mel Gibson because you're doing some Catholic shit. Oh,
Padre Pio.
Padre
it's about the
Pio.
Padre Pio. The Padre Pio was a priest who allegedly experienced the stigmata.
Okay. Did he molest anybody?
Well, I don't know if there were bloody handprints on them. You could tell. He just had... His hands, he had the stigmata.
Shia LaBeouf has stigmata in this. He's that guy.
LaBeouf says he experienced a religious awakening making his new film, Padre Pio.
Dude. God.
He opened up about how his beliefs changed while working on the upcoming film in which he plays the titular Franciscan Capuchin friar.
Ooh, wee, yes.
He spoke candidly about his mental space after the tumultuous last few years of his life in which he was involved in several public scandals, including being sued by a former girlfriend for sexual battery and emotional distress.
Right.
I had a gun on the table. I was out of here, he revealed. I didn't want to be alive anymore when all of this happened. Shame like I never had experienced before. The kind of shame that you forget how to breathe. You don't know where to go. You can't go outside and get, like, a taco. You don't want to go anywhere. But I was also in this deep desire to hold on. Well, that's good. But, you know.
It's a shame we have so many guns that somebody like this has a gun.
Right.
That, to me, is the thing here in this. It's like.
And again, if you find comfort in these religious things, if this somehow helps him.
From not going nuts?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm all for it. Just stay the fuck out of our politics. Don't tell other people what they can and can't do as far as their religious beliefs. You rock on, Shia.
Whatever you have to do to not wreak havoc upon the planet.
Right, or be miserable.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't have to be friends with Mel Gibson, though.
I'm trying to see if it says in this this story about Mel Gibson, but I read it somewhere else that Mel Gibson was able to turn him on to where the Latin masses are.
Hey, Mel, it's Shia. I want to go to a Latin mass tonight. Where is that? I can't find that in Yelp.
Mel Gibson knows.
I asked around. They said you would know.
I know where it is. You go to Latin mass. Come with me, Shia. I'll show you.
I've been to some Latin masses. I don't see the draw, to be honest.
I don't know what the draw is. I don't know how these two guys necessarily help each other out if they're buddies now. I mean, this is a reality show I might tune into though. Shia LaBeouf and Mel Gibson hanging out, going to Latin mass together and shit. Trying not to get fucked up. That's the whole show. Is both of them will try not to like drink. Are they sober now? They have to be sober. Mel Gibson has to be sober, doesn't he?
Holy jeez, that guy. Yeah.
Nobody's safe when that fucker's drunk.
I think I've seized it.
God bless you.
Fucking A. Thank you, Lord, for all these allergies.
Who else is involved with this production company? We have Shia LaBeouf, Mel Gibson, Kevin Sorbo. They're all kind of on the same level, aren't they?
Well, Mel Gibson. No, Shia and Mel are good. Actors.
What are you saying?
That Kevin Sorbo is a shit actor. God,
love it. We're losing listeners.
I had also been going to other Latin mass in Van Nuys. I'm quite close with Mel Gibson, and when I didn't know how to get to Latin mass, I didn't know how to find it. You can't go type it up online and find it.
Yes, you probably can,
dude.
No, you can. Here's the creepy thing. This means that there's some underground Latin mass going on.
Yeah, you wanted to go somewhere
that
fucked
you
up.
Can't find on Google. This is some creepy Opus Dei hidden vaults with torches.
Right.
People in monk outfits with their hoods pulled up over their heads.
Yeah. But I think the story here is he's really close with Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I'm really close with Mel Gibson.
Are you really?
When I didn't know how to get to Latin mass, I didn't know how to find it. You can't go type it up online and find it. And he had introduced me to certain Latin mass, which, cause he's very into that traditionalist thing. You walk into that realm and you have people coming up to you once they know that you're playing Pio and they start coming up to you and tugging at your shirt sleeve and saying, don't get it wrong.
Yeah.
He's the only one we have.
Or we'll kill you.
What's going on?
And when he went to Mel Gibson's creepy basement Latin mass meetings.
Oh, don't get the Latin wrong.
They said, don't fuck up playing Padre Pio.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to try.
What do they mean he's the only one we have?
That's creepy too. Are you in the you're in a basement somewhere?
No, that's what I'm postulating.
And shit. And
where else do you have weird hidden Latin masses in Van Nuys?
You know, at some point you have to say, is there anyone else we could have play Padre Pio or whoever the fuck this is?
Yeah, there's a lot of talented actors out there,
guys,
that aren't going to be culting it up with Mel Gibson.
Tunnels and hitting people with chains. He's
fucked up. They start coming up to you and tugging at your shirt sleeve and saying, don't get it wrong.
Yeah.
He's the only one we have. You know, you start hearing things like that. You ship out with so much pressure that then you're in front of the mass and you've just gone through 6-7 months of the shirt tugging, the introduction to the order.
You weren't in front of the mass.
What is
you
he
were
talking?
Playing a character. You were not in front of the mass. You were.
What does that mean?
You were playing
to
character.
People that aren't fucking Catholic as shit. I'm in front of the mass. What does that mean?
He's saying I was saying mass. Then all of a sudden I'm saying mass as
in
the
front
character.
Of people. That's your job. You're an actor, right?
But he's really not. He's playing that he's mass.
No, that's the same thing. He's saying.
Well,
mass.
Of course we know that.
Yeah.
But I mean, to the magic believers. It's a difference. They're not going to, nobody's going to take Jesus meat.
Yeah.
From
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. He doesn't have the magic to cast over it.
Oh, fuck that. No. Give me my
the
Jesus
shirt tugging, the introduction to the order, the introduction of who Pio was,
the self-flagellation.
Yeah.
Hey, and you're standing in front of the mass that he used to serve mass at, and you're trembling with fear. And there's no way you can actually find the agency that he had and you go through all this second guessing.
Ugh. Well, it's really good that religion is
crazy as shit,
him.
Dude. What are you into, you fucking asshole? I don't understand what Shia LaBeouf is into. It's some fucked up, weird, Catholic, depressing shit. You could do so many other things.
Yeah, I don't understand people finding solace in these ancient
go
rites and rituals. It's,
where does he
it's
live?
Really like 1930s horror movie kind of shit. What?
He should get a hobby.
Shia lives in the valley.
Okay, get a hobby. Go box or something, you stupid shitbag. God.
I saw him a couple times at restaurants and, on Ventura Boulevard.
He's nice.
Well, I mean, I didn't hang with him. He was in the same restaurant as I was. He didn't seem to fling anything at anybody or
Shia
get in any trouble.
Is one of these fucking guys where you're like, let's say you're an actor with, you know, some credits, not a ton, and you get it, you land like, say, a big role at a really, really nice theater. It's, say, it's Mercutio or something, and you're it's the best part, and you find out that they've cast Romeo as like Justin Bieber's nipple. And you're disappointed, you know.
Yes, right. I don't know. I haven't seen Justin Bieber's nipple do anything.
Does he have Lyme disease? Did his face freeze?
He had some weird condition that did make half of his face paralyzed, but I think he got better.
That sucks, Jesus. That's Faithless Friday for you.
But, well, you know, the anti-vaxxers were spewing.
Because he's vaccinated?
Oh, yeah.
You're vaccinated.
No, look what happened. Look what happened.
I'm supposed to be dead.
And anyone that's died since then.
That's vaccinated.
Yeah, is 100%. They died because of the vaccine.
Fuck you.
You know what killed them. You know what killed them. Even though they might have found somebody dead with needles in their arms and a heroin pump set up.
Right.
They're like, no, you know that. You know that killed them. You know that vax killed them. They were vaxxed.
If 70% of the people are vaccinated, some of those 70% of the people are going to die.
Sure.
Because.
Yes. So congrats, Shia.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
On your spiritual awakening.
What happened with him? He believes in, the fucked up Catholic shit.
It's because Mel Gibson took him to some creepy underground Latin-speaking weird Christo fuck parties.
I think Mel Gibson is a guy that needs a lot less to do or something. I don't know. Well, isn't he supposed to be a sad little Catholic that sits around and rubs his rosary across his
like frighteningly weird
sack?
Now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. If you see any interviews of him recently,
he's
embraced his crazy. And he doesn't care. He's got crazy eyes, and
he did a director's roundtable.
There's something cray going on.
No, he did a director's roundtable. I watched it not too long ago where everybody was talking about a movie they worked on, and he looked like he needed to be like somebody needed to like restrain him.
Well, yeah, or right. Just,
he wasn't going crazy.
Somebody with a blow dart in the wings ready to.
He looks like somebody that just might need to be handled every now and then.
And when they raided.
Oops, too really loud.
And when they raided Mar-a-Lago, God didn't like that, Steve. That didn't set well in heaven. It didn't set well at all when they did that. You know, the scripture says, touch not my anointed and
fuck
do
you.
My prophets no harm.
What? Go back. Well, they
touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm.
Whatever about that. Just don't touch any kids if you could help it. That would be great.
This is, of course, Steve, he refers to as the Bunsen Honeydew LARPer, Steve Schmidt.
Oh, Steve. Great
Schultz,
work.
Steve Schultz.
You.
Excuse me. Sorry, Steve Schmidt.
Sorry, Steve.
Steve Schultz. Over at ElijahList.com, who hosts many, many prophets, including Prophet Robin Bullock.
Yes.
The 80s hairband rock star looking.
Yeah. He's like
prophet.
A hipster.
Yeah. He
Christian
plays guitar, kind of
type.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got the really, really dark wig. Oh, dark hair.
Does he have like a special hat? And boots?
It's called fake hair. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My prophets no harm. Well, they touched his anointing when they did that.
Get your fucking
his anointing. Because Trump is David. He's David. He began to be David when all of this, when Barack Obama's seal fell off of his podium.
What? Or. When Barack Obama's seal fell off of his podium. God, what an idiot. I think I remember that, right? The seal fell off.
Yeah, when Barack Obama's seal fell off his
podium. That's when the demons crossed over.
Apparently that's when Trump became anointed.
Oh, yeah, right.
His podium. He began to take...
I remember that. Yeah. It fell off and rolled away or something.
It sure did. It sure did.
I remember that. He was that black one, wasn't he? Yeah,
listen,
he was
man,
evil.
I know this is all an act, but for the people that believe this, Would you also believe if I took a picture of you with a Polaroid camera that I somehow
stole your soul?
Yeah, would you believe that too? I mean, because we're in that.
You could convince them of that.
We are in that neighborhood.
You could convince these people of that.
Right. Why can we sell these fuckers?
Some of them think JFK Jr. is still fucking alive.
Well, I mean,
you can convince these morons of anything.
Shit. JFK Jr., you know, the cautionary tale with JFK Jr. is he should never, ever have flown that night because the weather
right, it was shitty weather,
was
yeah.
too bad. That's what people should remember about JFK. That's the fucking lesson. Be careful when you're flying, not look forward to when he returns to... JFK Jr. wouldn't like Donald Trump.
No.
I don't know. Maybe they Correct. Fucked people together. I have no fucking idea. They probably did. They're probably at fuck parties together.
Hi, John. John. Don't look at my penis.
I don't think that's it for Robin, is it? No.
And see, Obama would love to be the Antichrist. He would love to be the anointed one.
Well,
because they named him that, remember?
Yeah.
But he's not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah, I'm Listen, just going to say yeah.
Second banana, shame on you. What a performance you're turning in, you little yeah. fuck.
Him that, remember?
Yeah.
But he's not, and this will be, he's not, he can't be now, because he is now Gog. In the spirit,
he's
he became Gog.
He's
wait
Gog?
Wait a second. So Obama can't be okay. the Antichrist anymore, and he's bummed.
Understood. Obama's upset. He's like, Michelle, I really want to be the Antichrist this weekend, but it's just not in the cards.
Sorry.
And now he is Gog?
Gog. Well, he was going to be the Antichrist, but he forgot he was supposed to go somewhere with Malia, so he has to put it off. He doesn't have time. He can be Gog, though.
Gog and Magog are yes. primitive humanoid creatures made of rock and sand who become ancient warriors.
Hey, good casting. That's perfect for Obama, right? Gog, totally
In the
Gog.
Hebrew Bible, the prophesied invader of Israel and the land from which he comes, respectively. Oh, wow.
He's crazy.
Biblical references to Gog and Magog are relatively few.
Oh, yes.
They assume an important place in apocalyptic literature.
Yeah, and of course, Obama is Gog.
And medieval legends.
How many Gogs are there?
In 1 Chronicles 5:4, Gog is identified as a descendant of the prophet Joel.
Oh.
And in Ezekiel, he is the chief prince of the tribes of Meshach and Tubal.
Hold on a second.
In the land of Magog.
We got Gog, Metok, and then some guy named Joel.
Who is called upon by God to conquer the land of Israel.
Hey, God. Hey, guys. Did you get the message I sent Joel? Did he send that around?
Oh, this isn't good. With a great coalition of forces from throughout the world, Gog and his entire army will invade Israel like a cloud covering the earth and will plunder and loot the cities.
Jeez.
God, however, will send terrible natural disasters that will destroy Gog.
Good plan.
And his forces. Well, a little late, Lord, if you already let him invade Israel.
Why are you sending the hornets
were you
after
busy?
The fact?
Yeah.
Well, it's Gog. He it's was so busy, probably.
Maybe he thought it was him.
Yeah, I think he forgot.
Oh.
I really think he forgot. He wasn't doing anything. He just
This doesn't sound like they're reading from Lord of the Rings.
No, it really does. Like shitty Lord of the Rings. Like bargain basement Lord of the Rings. I'm sorry. You can't just have some Angel Joel. Prophet Joel. Joel.
Enemy cannot tell the truth. When liberals talk, they lie. There is no more gray area. You either on the side of Jesus Christ or you're on the side of the devil. You are in between.
God, this is so
You're not an undecided.
I'm team devil then.
Yeah, I guess too, guys. Sorry.
Undecided means you have already decided.
I'm Satan, bitch.
You've already made the decision. And so the court of heaven.
What if I want to be Gog?
I don't give a shit about the court of heaven. You want to be Gog? Go ahead. You can be Gog.
Heaven today only recognizes the authority of the kingdom of God. So every other power that is in the earth and every other authority that exerts itself outside of the kingdom of Jesus Christ is an illegal authority.
Jeez.
Kent Christmas, everybody.
That guy. God, that guy is like, he
got
really,
some mega church somewhere.
He looks like he should be at a mega church on a Star Destroyer for
Regeneration
some reason.
Nashville Church.
Regeneration. Regeneration. Like, I've given my life over to Jesus. I've been regenerated. I'm no longer a nasty sinner. I'm clean. I'm pure. I can go rape to my heart's content. Regeneration.
Is this real? Instead of church buildings, we're focusing on the church body. Currently, we meet in a warehouse every Sunday morning.
It's cheaper that way.
Yeah. They're focusing on the body. We're focusing on making money on the body.
We were like, how can we cut down on overhead? We'll meet in the shitty warehouse, and it'll be like hipster Jesus church. And if you don't pay, you're going to be in the middle of nowhere in this warehouse, and we won't let you out until you tithe, motherfucker.
That means it has no right to enforce what it wants to enforce. So much of what you're seeing today, God does not recognize. Every knee shall bow at the name of Jesus. Barbra Streisand is going to bow.
What?
Where are they going after Barbra Streisand?
Boy,
is that the only Jew he could think of?
Well, I gotta tell you, he got me on that one. I didn't see that.
Barbra Streisand?
Out of left field, too. I mean, geez.
Streisand is going to bow at the deity of Jesus Christ.
Well, she's Jewish.
George Soros is going to bow at the name of Jesus Christ. Joe Biden is going to get on his little feeble knees, and he's going to bow at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Nancy Pelosi will bow at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every liberal Supreme Court judge will bow at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
So, again, how different is this from some moolah?
He looks like he belongs on a Star Destroyer, and it's not even an exaggeration. He is a Sith Lord. Look at this.
Yeah, he's the crazy worked out one. He's like
evil.
70, but he lifts weights every day, and he's probably Botox the fuck up, and he's got hair plugs, and he's...
Yeah. This keeps him young, though. Scaring people out of their money, maybe. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. The kingdom of God is the only legitimate authority.
He's chill, too, right? Can you imagine? What are you doing? He's hanging out with Kent Christmas. We're going to go to get some coffee. Talk about bullshit. Why are you screaming?
I mean, I don't know what... He might be easier in public than Greg Locke.
Oh, listen, I bet Kent Christmas is like, well, Pat, it's so nice to meet you.
Compared to Greg Locke.
Can I just get your credit card number if you want to tithe? You set up on a payment plan so you can be the Spankmaster General.
I get these preachers all the time. They're like, well, my goodness, we believe in standing for the gospel, but we ain't ever had this stuff happen in our church that you talk about having in your church. How come you got demons stirred up? Witches are coming to your church? Well, they don't come to my church. That's because your church ain't a threat to them. That's why. That's because your church is yoked up with them. You church praying some of the same voodoo prayers the rest of them wicked people are praying. No wonder your church ain't stirred up by a bunch of witches. I'm telling you, when deliverance hits the house and demons start getting stirred up and the fire gets cranked up, them serpents start coming out. Psst,
oh,
place.
My God.
You got to see ladies and gentlemen, you got to see the visual of this one. I'll retweet it.
House and demons start getting stirred up and the fire gets cranked up, them serpents start coming out. Psst. All over the place. You'd be shocked what these men of God have to put up with.
Damn, that's good, man. I do a lot of jokes about snakes. I talked about snakes in my comedy a lot. I'm stealing that. Like, he goes with his hand. Like, it's
yeah, that's good.
That's some good shit, Greg. Boy, that is something else.
Retweeted on at crab diving.
Retweeted.
Be shocked. People think pastoring's all rosy posy, Rolex watches, flying around in Lear jets, living in big old houses. No. That's what them YouTube preachers do. That ain't what real men of God do. We hazard our lives for the gospel. We go poor so you can be blessed.
Wait. How poor are you, Greg? I mean, you know, man. Listen. Honestly, what you do is weird and it's fucked up and your message is fucked up. But if you could just take your content totally out of it, he is performing. Right? I mean, it's sad that he's doing this. It's just, I don't know.
He'd be a great stand-up.
I think he'd be a great stage actor. I mean, that's what we're seeing. I mean,
so you can be blessed. We ain't in it for all that, and could be, and have the connections to be there. Don't want it. When you start standing for truth, vipers will come out on you. People start coming against you. These days, it's this political, leftist, Marxist, communist, socialistic nonsense, Nancy Pelosi stuff.
I mean, these guys will mention Nancy Pelosi in every other sentence at least.
He's got a word count.
How many times have we heard Nancy Pelosi? And somebody else just said Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
God damn. That, you know.
She's a woman.
Hey, why didn't the Secret Service, why didn't they let Nancy Pelosi know that she was the subject of a bunch of threats?
Well, you know, they were busy.
She said she was disappointed in
them. They had a lot, you know, going on there.
She said she was disappointed, man, in them for that. Damn, guys.
I'm disappointed.
Pelosi's disappointed in you guys. Did you know that?
I'm very disappointed in you guys.
She said that. She's like, I'm very disappointed. That's serious.
I don't know who this is, but...
Open the door. We've closed the hope centers of the United States. We need hope now more than ever. We need Jesus more than ever. We need preaching more than ever. We need the Bible and the authority of the Holy Spirit more than ever. We need to see God do something more than ever. And what are we doing? We're sitting around in our pajamas on our couches, sipping lattes with not enough power to blow the fuzz off a small peanut. Open up your churches. What is he even talking about?
Excuse me.
This is the Telltale Atheist podcast he's reading. Here's 2 full minutes of me petting my cat while reading Greg Locke's deranged book. On my Telltale Reads channel. So it's just him sitting there with his cat while he's reading from Greg Locke's book. I like
That's
this guy.
Good. That's
Telltale
very funny.
Atheist. I like this. Something like that.
Well, Greg Locke is just fucking bananas, man.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He
must have a regimen. I mean, because he tours, right? Or just does the same church every week.
I think we've seen him elsewhere, but I think he's mostly in his tent.
Is he not on YouTube?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know, there's a famous local preacher here in town that's on YouTube and shit, and he's like the famous like televangelist guy. It's Joey something or other. I forget.
I practice preaching to billy goats at the Good Shepherd Children's Home from a purity milk crate pulpit, put on a suit and tie, lock myself in the barn, and scream at goats. Because anything with two horns is of the devil and needs to get born again.
Jeez, man. You ever thought, I mean, what man. If you put your writing skills to another use?
Needs to get born again. And by the way, you may not like my preaching now, but they loved my preaching then, because when I got done, closed my Bible and put them purity milk crates down, they said, amen, Brother Greg. And I'm glad I practice on goats, because I've preached to many of them for the past 30 years. Can I get a witness?
Jeez.
Can I get a witness?
What do you mean by practicing on the goats?
He stood curious. There on his pulpit and preached at them.
Right. Come here.
Our church is...
Oh, that one's way too loud.
in this city, our churches in this community, our churches in the greater Nashville area, our churches in America, and our churches around the world do not need a summer blockbuster movie series of sermons. They need the red hot word of the living God. I don't care what Marvel thinks about this church. I ain't preaching Iron Man sermons. I ain't preaching Wonder Woman sermons. I'm not preaching sermons from some movie. And we got churches that have adopted the style of Hollywood. We got churches that are having drag queen story hour.
This is what we played yesterday.
I say God burn them down in the name of Jesus.
You know, Greg,
that's his big quote this week.
I got to tell you something. Oh, really? Yeah, that's right. Burn them down. I got to tell you something. I would kill for your production values on any of my live shows.
Take a look at his stage. He talks about they're going Hollywood.
That blue scrim is awesome. I mean, just lose the Jesus shit. I'll take the band too. I love it all. It's just your content is shit. I mean, is there anything else you talk about? Is it all Jesus for this guy, or is he like, does he juggle? Or is like
Greg Locke
play an instrument? Is there something you can do?
Sword swallow, probably.
You have to think about it. Like, we should all think about this sword swallowing. Yes.
This is heinous, and I am embarrassed that this is happening in our country in 2022.
Yeah.
A woman in Louisiana is being denied an abortion despite her fetus being non-viable.
Meaning there's no chance the fetus will survive
Nancy
past birth.
Davis was 10 weeks pregnant when an ultrasound revealed her fetus has acrania, a condition in which the skull of the fetus is missing. It causes the death of a newborn baby within hours of being born.
Jesus.
Always. And doctors advised her to have an abortion.
Why can't she get one? Because of
10 weeks and Jesus.
We're in the medieval times.
10 weeks is too late.
I really think the people at the medieval times restaurant, they need to rethink the theme for what they do, because it's not funny. We literally live in medieval times.
10 weeks into my pregnancy, I found out my baby had a rare birth defect called acrania. The doctors told me that my baby would die shortly after birth. They told me I should terminate the pregnancy, but because of the state of Louisiana abortion ban, they could not perform the procedure. Basically, they said I had to carry my baby to bury my baby. They seemed confused about the law and afraid what would happen to them if they performed the abortion according to the law.
This is so fucking fucked up.
So she going to another state.
Everything about this story is the reason why you can't have government in people's like medical decision. It's got to be a doctor, because the doctor's is interested in your health and shit. And stupid. God, Matt Gaetz, is this one of these blue-haired hippies that wants an abortion or some shit? Fuck you.
One state senator who authored the abortion ban said that the hospital should have authorized the abortion because the statute contains exceptions for non-viable fetuses outside of a mother's womb.
Well, they were nervous because they were scared of what you do, you fucks.
Right.
You're saying they should have done the abortion.
Oh, yeah. And she's black. They wouldn't have gone after her at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If she did have it.
I hate every bit of this. This is stupid. Fuck you. And that's a lie. That guy's lying. You know, if she would have had the abortion, that's the first guy. That's the first motherfucker that would have been...
We're looking into this. That baby could have survived for, you know, 3 or 4 minutes.
Jesus Christ. Vile thugs.
Monsters.
Oh, yeah. Total monsters. Fuck off. What is society supposed to do with a shitbag like this?
A specific shit bag, or
these forced birth shit bags.
Yeah.
What do you
vote
do?
Vote them out.
Oh, that's right.
Blue tsunami in November.
That's right.
We take the Senate with a 2 or 3 margin, so that we could tell Joe Manchin to go fuck himself and Kyrsten Sinema to go fuck herself.
Yeah.
And hold the House, which I don't know, but we hold the House.
Come on,
if there's a blue tsunami.
What's Herschel Walker's race looking like?
I think Warnock is still up.
Thank God. Thank fucking Christ.
But not by a lot. I mean, God, come on. It's not enough.
Guys, you got to, Raphael Warnock and guy, you got to beat this. You got to beat Herschel Walker. There's just no fucking choice on that one. Sorry. Get a W.
One of the Mueller investigators is predicting the feds will indict Trump.
Damn! The maggots will be upset?
Yeah.
Will they be punchy over it?
Some of them.
Will they be stabbed? Will they be stabby?
Yeah. Those that have been criminally prevented from having guns.
Will they shoot things?
Oh, really? Well, what is this? Maybe he was LARPing. Oh. Republican nominee for governor of Pennsylvania, Doug Mastriano, posed in a Confederate uniform for a faculty photo at Army War College.
When was
Mastriano this? Has been a lightning rod of controversy during his bid to become governor of Pennsylvania. Mastriano's campaign paid Gab, a far-right social platform, a consulting fee, which resulted in him becoming an instant follow for new users. Creepy.
Wait a second. You can go to Gab and make...
The instant you sign up for Gab, you're instantly following Mastriano.
But they follow you.
No. Oh. I don't think so. I think you follow him.
Okay. That sucks.
The previously unreported photo released by War College to Reuters after a request from the Freedom of Information Act showed Mastriano in a 2013, this wasn't that long ago, 10 years, not even.
Yeah.
2013-2014 portrait of the Department of Military Strategy, Plans, and Operations, where he worked. Mastriano was dressed as a Confederate soldier. And by choice,
oh, yes.
As each faculty member given the choice to dress as a historical figure for the photo.
I tell you what, let me tell you something. You should have saw this one coming down the block. Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, pick an historical figure that's not a Confederate fucknut. I forgot to mention that.
And it wasn't mandatory, by the way. Most chose not to dress up, and Mastriano was definitely the only one wearing a Confederate uniform.
Who the fuck was he, Robert E. Lee?
He's just wearing a Confederate uniform.
Just a guy. You're not going to get specific about it?
I think he just looks like a soldier.
Yeah. That's historical
big smile
figure
on his face.
I think
he's so proud of his Confederate Army outfit.
I think saying you're just picking an historical that gives people cover to pick the Confederate gray is what's going on. I'm playing a part, you know.
Mastriano released a statement in late July attempting to distance himself from Gab. And Gab CEO Andrew Torba, who is an avowed white nationalist anti-Semite.
Totally. Totally avowed. Is he totally avowed?
Amanda Carpenter, a journalist, noted, what's up with this? Civil War reenactments are definitely a thing, but I don't see anyone in Union blue. It's really
right.
It's really just a weird picture.
Why did no one pick Union? They won. I mean, I don't know, but you're playing a character. I see.
It's a very strange picture because there's a bunch of just people in suits. And then there are just a few people.
Yeah.
There's a handful of people in kind of costumey kind of shit. That
right.
Really,
and then this one guy shows up.
And way on the end, beaming with his musket in his hand.
Oh, yeah.
Is Mastriano in a Confederate fucking outfit. My God.
Does everyone look happy to see him? He's the one asshole that shows up, dresses somebody from the Confederacy.
Well, there's definitely a little space between him and the guy next to him. It's like he ran up at the last second to be there. You know what I mean? Like it's
right.
Like he's.
Oh, yeah. He rented this. Was this the only thing available? The Confederate gray? He's like, that's so embarrassed. It's the only thing. It was this or a bunny costume.
Historical figure.
Yeah.
So Doug Mastriano.
Good job, Doug. Confederate soldier.
Dress up as somebody from history. Military figure from history.
Not Hitler.
Oh, he struggled with that one.
Yeah. You always have to say that to these guys. Pick someone from history, not Hitler, though.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
If he showed up in some, like, Uber Waffa.
Color of the mustache just a little more.
That's that fucker, Doug Mastriano.
Yay!
So.
Is he winning?
I don't think so.
Okay. Good.
I don't think so. Mastriano. I think he's too crazy. He's one of those that that's gonna Mitch live. McConnell says, you know, about candidate quality.
Oh, come on. What
candidate,
are you saying?
Candidate quality.
You saying Mastriano is not as qualified as maybe some other candidates they could have put up there? Is that true, though? I mean, what do the Republicans have to offer anyway? What are the high-quality candidates? Name them off. Name them off right now, Mitch. Come on.
The Republican high-quality
candidates?
Who's high-quality?
Let's just say who's high-quality. Ron Johnson, he's a senator. High-quality or low-quality?
Oh. He's in Trubs, from what I've seen.
Right, right.
Like, it's going to be close in Wisconsin. He's kind of losing his mind.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Right. Marco Rubio.
Mastriano's down by 7.
Oh, good. That's good. That's a good lead for right now, right?
Yes.
Because it's more likely that the Democrat will expand that lead.
I would hope so, yeah.
Is Dr. Oz, what's his thing?
What about him?
What's going on with that? Are they
Fetterman?
Yeah. Still winning, or
yeah. Jeez. I would think so.
It's like, you know, it's like in America we have such
by 9 points.
Thank fucking God, go get this motherfucking Fetterman.
And the trajectory looks upward, by the way.
Yeah, hell yeah. In America, it's like you go to vote and you say, "Jeez, please, let's not elect another Marjorie Taylor Greene." Or
God, this one has Fetterman up by 18. This other one has Fetterman up by 13.
Damn, Dr. Oz, what happened? You're a big famous TV personality. Let me say the failure here, Dr. Oz. It's nobody ever wanted you to run for this fucking shit because they liked what you had to say. You were famous and it's name recognition and it's all that. So everybody already knows who you are. This is as much as they'll ever like you. You're 18 points behind.
Yeah,
you're
and
going
to
lose.
Fuck up your TV career.
Yeah, you're going to lose. Now you're
the
making...
maggots aren't going to want to watch you anymore on TV because you're a loser.
And some producer's going to be like, I want to pay you less. Look at these numbers from your fucking political. No one likes you according to this. You get paid less now. God. And you're bizarre. You come off very weird, don't you think? What was he doing at the store? He's like, he's making some fancy sauce at the fucking Whole Foods and he's grocery shopping.
Yeah, squeezing the avocados.
Pack it up. Fetterman owns your asshole. That's the way it is. You're going to lose. I'm sorry.
We've also got... I don't know how long this clip is.
And Dr. Oz is friends with Trump, right?
Yes.
Trump
endorsed.
Trump is going to roll over at night and he's going to talk. He's going to say, Melanie, I think Dr. Oz is a fucking loser. That's what he's going to say about you.
If I had children.
This is the Five talking about the that Missouri school district. Reinstituting.
Oh, the spanking?
Spanking.
God.
If I had children, I would want to take care of the paddling myself.
Can you paddle female students?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no distinction.
You can. And on the butt, right? Not in the hand.
On the butt. It's on the butt.
And how many...
Listen to this. That's Kilmeade. Janine... Listen to this brain trust. Brian Kilmeade. Janine Pirro. Jesse Waters.
I mean, it's funny as shit because they don't know where do we hit them?
wait, they can spank girls, really?
Right in the face. Ooh, where do we hit them? In the butt? No, in the face. Square on the nose with that fucking paddle. Listen to these people.
Wait, they can spank girls? Ooh.
What is that? Why are they obsessing about that? Jesus Christ.
Why would they not be able to spank? What? In what world would you say, oh, well, it's okay to spank the boy chilling, but not the girl chilling?
Rooted in some fucked up perversion. That's all this is. There's no other way to look at this. You're talking, it's 2022, and we're beating children with pieces of wood.
Myself.
Can you paddle female students?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no distinction.
You can. On the butt, right? Not in the hand.
On the butt. It's on the butt.
And how many smacks do you get?
I think three.
Up to three.
Three. And you cannot cause physical harm.
Well, what's the line?
Well, physical harm is physical injury.
Jesse's really interested in this, don't you think?
Wait,
can you do girls? How many times do you get to smack them? Oh, hmm. What's
the
line
for
physical harm?
Tears. Listen to you.
Bruising? Reddening? A little cheek reddening? Do we get to pull their pants down?
How bad can I fuck these kids?
Why is Jesse so interested in this?
Everybody in this segment needs to calm down.
This is Fox News.
Why? I mean, they're like, how can we hit them? Where? And what is that one? At the very beginning of this, somebody's like, we put him in the spank him in the butt or in the, what does he say? It's another part of the body.
Okay, well, Jesse says, okay.
God.
Jesse says, wait, we can hit girls?
Shame on you.
No distinction.
You can. On the butt, right? Not in the hand.
On the
butt. That's kill me.
Like
on the butt, not in the hand.
The hand?
I mean, you smack their hand with a ruler or
something? Oh, my God. Why would you? That's nun shit, though, right?
Well, every square inch was nun shit.
God.
Every part of your body was worthy of punishment.
Right? Not in the hand.
On the butt. It's on the butt.
And how many smacks do you get?
Up to three.
Up to three.
Three. And you cannot cause physical harm.
Oh. Well, what's the line?
Well, physical harm
tears?
Is physical injury.
Tears
where,
don't count.
Who said
no,
tears?
Where you leave a mark.
Where you leave a mark?
Yeah.
How do you know?
The parents.
You have to pull their pants down, don't you, and examine it.
Somebody help Jesse Waters out
so
over
that's
there.
That's the spank
God
master's
damn
job, right? They have to then evaluate how red the buttocks have become.
I got to tell you something.
There's a little chart.
Right.
Like a swath of paint.
After this segment, you get the fuck out of the green room.
What is going on? Over at Fox, for fuck's sake.
This is a parody. This is insanity that we're listening
it's
to.
It's not.
This is
just
crazy.
This is broadcast.
Oh, but somebody says, can we make them cry? Can we leave a mark?
Yeah, yeah. That was kill me. What, cry?
Are these people parents?
Yo, yeah.
Jesus.
Sure.
God, how fucked up this is. This is 2022. No one worth a shit in the medical can't wait. What professional, healthcare professional, would tell you to smack your kid around?
None. I would hope.
God.
That's something else there. Boy, get ready, Spank Masters. I guess stretch out because, boy, you just beat people.
The story really baffles me. I mean,
God,
I don't know why that story has hit me harder than a lot of them that just in utter disbelief that they're just like, yeah, let's start whacking the kids.
I'm
again.
Listening to this and like, what's it like to go on a Tinder date with Brian Kilmeade?
Ooh, will you spank me? Can I spank you?
Will you cry? Is that bad way? Is that harm? Is crying harm?
Could you cry a little for me? Everybody's fine there. Nobody's fucked up in that.
That's everybody's the number one show on Fox.
What?
The Five.
Not Spanity? Spankity or Hannity or whatever the fuck?
I'm not sure it is. I think The Five might be. I don't know. I don't know if Hannity's as big as he used to be.
Boy, I tell you what, everybody's fucked up.
That is the most disturbing shit ever. No one is saying
right.
why no one should
no
hit
one's
children.
Horrified.
No one says you can't hit children. At no point does right. anyone say you can't spank children. Brian, I mean, I guess you could say Jesse Waters is like, well, are we going to make him cry? He doesn't want to make
kill me. That was kill me.
Kill me. Jesse Waters is like, can we leave a mark?
Yeah. Squirt, how do you tell? How can you tell?
Did you wear out that sound effect?
How can you tell?
Hi, guys. Really, calm down, okay? Boy, I tell you what. God, the segment producer must like, boy, this story really hit
man.
A nerve, especially
yeah.
with Jesse.
Let's go to commercial, guys, before Jesse blows a load.
You know, maybe give Jesse a moment in the dressing room before you go in there with anything.
With his intern.
Yeah, yeah.
His wife.
Head for the hills, every intern wife. I don't give a shit who it is. Run. He did the spanking story, and he can't control himself. Run from Kilmeade too. Actually, run like hell if you're at Fox right now. God, imagine imagine if what's the guy that died, the fucking creep that fucking
Roger Ailes
finally fucking died. Boy, if Roger Ailes was on set, boy, he'd just be popping all the Viagra. Oh, you wouldn't need to.
We do have a few minutes left here on the show. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Get a little commission. It doesn't cost you. Fuck off. Use that link.
Did anybody take Brian Kilmeade to say, gee, Brian, I mean, wow, you're really doing the spanking segment. You really were fucking.
Oh, you did a great job, Brian.
Oh, you don't think they were?
You were
like,
very
geez.
Sincere, man. I really liked it.
You need to towel off after that.
You really sold it, man. You were great.
God. Blue.
Hey, can you paddle females?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Good point, dumb fuck.
School district in Missouri going super old fashioned, and they're bringing back spanking. Children who really act up, maybe they lob too many spitballs, will now be swatted on the buttocks with a paddle as a, quote, last resort. Parents have to be okay with it and give the school their explicit written permission. But get this. Ooh. Some moms and dads have been thanking the school for doling out the discipline. You got paddled.
Second grade.
Do you agree with this form of punishment?
It worked.
It did?
It worked.
Look how you turned out.
I got two. It never happened again. I got spanked that day two times.
Oh, God. Harold Jesus Washington really Christ. Has sold out.
God.
They're not Harold Washington. Harold Ford, excuse me.
Oh, yes.
Harold Washington.
Jeez.
Is that racist? Just another black guy named Harold, I guess.
There's also Harold Baines. I think he's in the Hall of Fame for the White Sox.
Yeah.
Oh, man. These people really need to calm down, and they need to find...
I'm just going to read the transcript.
They need to do yoga.
Can you paddle female students? Yeah, yeah. There's no distinction. You can. And on the butt, right? Not on the hands? On the butt. It's on the butt. And how many smacks do you get? I think to three.
Yeah, up to three.
And you cannot cause physical harm. Well, what's the line?
Well, tears?
Physical harm is physical injury where tears don't count. No, no, no. Where you leave a mark. Where you leave a mark. Oh, yeah.
But how do you know?
Well, then Jeanine Pirro says, the parents will tell you when the kids get home.
Jesus.
Are the parents looking at their children's asses, bare asses, when they get home?
What's happening here is that guy, Kilmeade says tears because he means, well, I mean, what if they're crying anyway? We can't beat them. Isn't good enough. You should be
no,
able
that's
to,
the goal. Yeah.
They want tears. They should be able to beat you while you're crying.
Right, right.
I mean, I just want to point out the fact that I think this is not necessarily Christian behavior.
Oh, no, it's hideous.
Especially the part where you're like,
well, no, it's very Christian.
All the loads they're blowing over the idea of spanking children. I mean, that's very, well, I don't know. It's, I'm glad.
Well, yeah, right.
I'm glad I'm not around you guys often. I mean, you know.
Oh, can you paddle them?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the little banter section
file that
of the five. We're just musing over abusing the shit out of children and maybe really enjoying it too.
And what a brain trust, right? Oh yeah. Well, wait. Can you pay what? Well, what happens if you come while you're hitting them? Do you have to start over? You pause and start over? Or?
After the show, it's like, holy shit, I got to change. Brian Kilmeade's coming and he's doing this spanking thing. He's going to be, holy fuck, I got to get the fuck out of here. I'll get everything. I'm out of here. Oh, I left my phone. Don't go back for it. Kilmeade's in there. Giving 5 or 10 minutes by himself. He needs to release some pressure. All of them do.
Naomi Judd autopsy. We know how Naomi Judd died. Naomi Judd autopsy confirms.
Right.
That she shot herself.
We don't need an autopsy confirmation.
Horrible.
Right.
But, I mean, you told us she shot herself. I don't think we needed to confirm that she just wounded herself and died of a heart attack.
Right.
Or
she shot herself.
Yeah, yeah.
Is how she died.
Good God. What a stupid news article.
Right.
This is a follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
I believe. We did this story. Oh, I might as well.
When animals get pissed.
Jeez.
Do you remember the guy a couple months ago that got caught smuggling 60 Nate. Reptiles?
Fuck this motherfucker.
In
evil.
His pocket.
Jesus. In your, oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Claiming they were his pets.
Imagine, oh, look, I'm in, just trying to get through this flight. And I look over, it's like, that guy's got 70 fucking snakes in his pocket.
Well, here we are 6 months later. Yeah. And he has actually pleaded guilty to smuggling over 1,700.
Oh, my God.
Wild animals into the U.S. over a 6-year period.
What's the list of the animals? What's the inventory?
I pleaded guilty to 2 counts of smuggling goods into the U.S., 1 count of wildlife trafficking. He's facing a minimum, or maximum, excuse me, of 20 years in prison.
Jesus.
For each smuggling count.
What, is he, are you going to smuggle pets in for everybody?
And 5 years for the trafficking. He used social media to arrange his smuggling operation between January 2016 and February 2022, which focused primarily on reptiles. Smuggling them into the U.S. from Mexico and Hong Kong.
Was it like a Facebook group? And he's like, if you want a snake, DM me. I'm coming over.
Yeah, I'm going to Hong Kong. What do you want?
Reptiles
included baby crocodiles, Yucatan box turtles, Mexican bearded lizards, and many more animals.
Right, right. Well, we know the problem with the crocodile is they're going to get bigger, you fuck. Jeez. That's not ethical.
He boasted on Facebook about his trips to Mexico, where he gathered reptiles, posting photos and videos to potential buyers.
Jesus. God. So people just like it and be like, oh, how much is this guy? Do you just drop it off at somebody's fucking house?
He used several accomplices as part of his operation who were paid a crossing fee whenever they smuggled the animals across the border. He used his sister's PayPal account, had the animals shipped to his home under his mother's name.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. You know, when you adopted Shelby, there was a process, right? And they did a little bit of due diligence. They wanted to find out that you were able to take care of a dog.
Well, I filled out a form.
You filled out a form.
Right.
Do you think this guy's doing the same thing? Like when he's giving someone an alligator that somebody bought?
To make sure they'll be a good viper mom?
Well, I mean, do they have a tank?
What?
Where are they putting this snake you're selling? I give a shit.
He doesn't give a shit.
Where are they? There should be something.
He probably hopes they die so that he can, they'll have to buy another one from
die?
Him.
Die? I don't give a shit. I'm worried about them getting out and biting me. They don't have a tank.
You're not worried about the cruelty to the poor reptiles?
Yes, I'm sort of, in a way. I mean, sorry to be, fucking selfish, but Jesus, dude, if a crocodile is just walking down the yard because somebody ordered it and didn't have anything to raise it in except a Pyrex bowl. I don't know. I'm worried about everything in that situation. Fuck these people. Get a personality. There's a thought. You can get a personality, or you can call this creep some animal smuggler. What kind of creep is this? Could you imagine? You're calling a fucking animal. What? It's like, who wants a bat?
So he has pleaded guilty, and he's going to be in jail for a while.
He's like, okay.
Don't smuggle animals.
He's gonna, you know, he's gonna smuggle a bunch of hamsters into prison so people can have a little pet.
The this story I've had for a while,
right?
And I remember I was like, maybe I should just toss it, and then I looked at it again. I'm like, no, I can't save this
awesome.
One after what happened. This was I don't know if there's a follow up. I need to look.
Yeah,
but this was almost a month ago now. Cops were hunting a rogue monkey.
No shit.
After 18 people, including a baby, had been injured in its 2-week rampage.
Go get that fucking monkey! Holy shit!
Japanese police. I'll see if this has been resolved. I haven't followed up on this.
I want to see this movie, don't you?
But they were hunting a wild monkey that had attacked at least 18 people.
See, these aren't great pets, man.
in Yamaguchi.
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 What am I supposed to do?
In, monkey. Let me see if there's an update.
If a monkey attacks me, what is what am I supposed to do? What is recommended? I mean, what do I do to protect?
There is an update.
Yeah. Just like throw something at it.
Oh, they put a hit out on him. A marauding monkey that was harassing people in Japan was recently tracked down and executed by a team of specially commissioned hunters.
What did this monkey do?
The macaque was part of a monkey gang that has been responsible for more than 50 attacks in the city of Yamaguchi.
This is Planet of the Fucking Apes. It started. Here we go.
For close to 1 month, a mob of Japanese macaques, the northernmost species of non-human primates, had terrorized the city, biting and scratching residents.
Get the fuck off me, motherfucker, you
macaque! The monkeys haven't just attacked people in the streets. They've been breaking into houses. They learned how to open sliding doors and climb in the windows.
We're locked down. We're locked down. I guess I feel differently about this two-way shit.
One incident, a monkey broke into a kindergarten classroom and leapt on a four-year-old girl.
They're coming for the kids!
And another, a monkey climbed through a window and tried to snatch a baby.
Holy fuck. What the fuck? What is it? This must be the number one. Boy, if you're a politician, this has got to be the thing you run on.
Residents began arming themselves with umbrellas.
Of course.
And pruning shears.
They ain't got. Where is this again? They got no. They ain't got no guns. They don't have any guns in Japan.
Right.
So how do they protect themselves?
The school where the kindergartner was attacked had to keep kids out of the playground.
Yo, you got to keep the doors locked and the shades drawn.
The euthanized monkey was a four-year-old male implicated in at least one of the attacks on the city. Although it's still unclear as to whether he was the main culprit or not. Either way, it's unlikely the gang will leave Yamaguchi's residence alone.
And that's one monkey.
Conflict between macaques and humans has been escalating in the region, especially in rural areas.
Yeah.
Where the monkeys feast on farmers' crops.
Right.
Japanese macaque populations are steadily increasing.
Macaque. Well, can't we give them birth control or something? Can we do something?
Right.
Quit fucking.
Teach them how to use little macaque.
Yeah.
Macaque. Condoms.
Well, that's macaque. Put a little condom on your macaque.
Oh, man. So there you go.
What a nightmare. It's like covering fire.
Oh, it said the loss of the one member didn't seem to stop the rest of the monkey gang, however. A week later, the macaques continued to wreak havoc upon Yamaguchi.
I'm trying to think what I would use to beat laughing. The monkeys off. Oh, whatever, you know.
So a gang of monkeys.
Right. Umbrella, I guess. That's terrifying.
Terrorizing.
See, God, we see people like, I need to... See, why is this happening? Is it because they're... It's not because people had a bunch of macaques as pets and they let them out.
No, and at one point it said they were near extinction. They were hunted, and then they I guess the Brits that were occupying made it against the law to kill them and hunt them, and now they're back with vengeance.
I bet they're gonna reconsider that shit.
If
you got these monkeys are scratching people.
Which one other one story here? We've only got a couple minutes left. Okay, this was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
Fuck you.
An 88-year-old woman, Nancy Becker, was gardening.
Fuck this.
In Sun City Hilton Head, an adult-only community. Wait a minute. when she slipped into the nearby pond and was killed in an apparent alligator attack.
Where? In North Carolina?
By a 9'8" male. Who was euthanized.
Oh, a little late. No, listen, God. Hey, why is that alligator so far north?
Here's some safety tips. Alligators are most active at night, so only swim in designated swimming areas during daylight hours.
That doesn't
Never feed an
help.
Alligator and keep your pets on a leash and away from the water's edge.
No shit. Any other advice that's not fucking obvious? Is there anything we can do as humans to protect ourselves?
Don't hang pieces of chicken around
beasts.
Your neck and walk around.
That's nothing. That's no help. That we all do that anyway. What can we do to protect ourselves from these macaques? Get an umbrella.
And those, don't forget, they have thumbs.
Oh, I'm sure those people in Japan haven't forgotten that shit.
Right. Those fuckers are busting into their houses.
In the middle of the night, you just hear.
Click, click. Yeah.
Like that. That they would drive. Shelby would bark at them. I don't think. Boy, I tell you what. You see those monkeys, Shelby. You get away from. Stay away. Danger. Macaque.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Shark attack.
Karen Seitz from Pittsburgh was one of two shark attack victims on Myrtle Beach on August 15th.
I thought some of these macaques out in the ocean.
Police are unsure if both attacks were from the same shark. They occurred half a mile and several hours apart.
What does it matter?
She said, I felt something, I guess, bite me. I looked down and there was a shark on my arm. I was only in waist deep water. I kept pushing it to get it off my arm and then it let go.
Jeez, man. She survived.
Yes.
That other person, the alligator, ate her.
Her 8-year-old grandson was only 10 feet away at the time of the attack.
Fuck these sharks, man.
She was taken to hospital to treat her injuries. She had to undergo surgery.
We think that these sharks, when they attack, they are mistaking us for other things. We have to start thinking about that. Maybe that's not the case. And maybe sharks are just hostile to our existence.
Well, and they're figuring out they used to say, well, they thought we were seals. I think they're figuring it out now.
Yeah.
They're like, well, you know, we can eat these idiots.
Yeah, I mean, they taste like shit. They have all the lotion and the weird bathing suit that I get.
And some strange, covering sometimes.
But they're so much easier to kill than a seal. I mean, seals, they run around, swim around, I guess. You can catch the motherfucker, but humans, they just...
And this one, really quick. Oh, we got to get out of here. I didn't know this was possible. Orcas attacked and sunk a sailboat.
Oh, fuck.
With 5 people on board, miles off the coast of Portugal.
Did they survive?
The sailboat was about 6 miles off the coast of Sines when the mammals attacked.
That's it.
They
don't like
it. The boat was so badly damaged, it started sinking. 5 crew members were rescued by a nearby fishing vessel. They were able to get aboard a lifeboat.
Get me the fuck out of this fucking water with these fucking orcas.
It said sometimes juvenile mammals, orcas, are attracted to the moving and noisy vessel structures, like the rudder and propeller.
See, this is what is happening on our planet. Gradually and gradually and gradually, the Earth is becoming a less hospitable place for humans. And the animals are winning.
Yeah, rightfully so, because we're shitheads. We're not good tenants.
Those orcas just like, look at that sailboat.
It's the Gaia theory.
We're going to take that sailboat out.
Well, we got to get out of here fast. Thanks for listening, everybody. Back next week at the usual times, blah, blah, blah. Crabdiving.com. You'll learn all about that shit. Ryan's at RatedRComedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Buy shit, please, through our Amazon link. Talk to you next week, everybody. Stay out of the fucking water.
Fuck Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.